With Congress bracing for debates over judicial nominees, Medicaid, and funding for the war in Iraq, we thought we'd see how these national issues are playing out locally. Three newspaper editors join me now to talk about the issues that are resonating with their readers. Francis Coleman is with the Mobile Register in Alabama. David Tribben heads the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And from the Albuquerque Tribune, we have Phil Kasaus. Welcome to you all. First, can you all tell me what's on your editorial pages today? What about in Mobile? Ms. Coleman.
Well, we have some state and local issues. We have a sheriff who's been indicted. I know that's a surprise in a southern city. And we have some problems in our state legislature, as in we can't seem to get anything done and the session's almost over.
Mr. Sherman, what about in Pittsburgh?
As executive editor of the Post-Gazette, I took a vow of chastity 2.5 years ago, and I've never read the editorial page of the Post-Gazette, so I don't know what...
I'm shocked.
Well, what about your front page, then?
Oh, we have on the first page a story on Tom DeLay. We have a local story about why it's so dirty here in Pittsburgh. And we have a teaser to the NFL draft, which is of immense interest to us here in Pittsburgh.
Okay. And in Albuquerque, Mr. Kasaus.
Well, actually, we're celebrating our 300th anniversary as a city. So we've spent a lot of time on our front page and really in our editorial page talking about what that means. Albuquerque was an unlikely city to begin with, not to mention to survive 300 years, and now it's doing quite well. So we spent a lot of time looking at that.
Well, great. Well, since Mr. Tom DeLay, the House Majority Leader, is on the front page there in Pittsburgh, let me ask you first, Mr. Sherman, why is he of local interest?
We have a very yeasty political culture here in Pittsburgh. We have two or three important spectator sports. One of them is college basketball, another is the Steelers, a third is national politics. There's no issue of national politics that isn't of interest to our readers.
What about the ethics charges against DeLay? Are they resonating in Alabama, Ms. Coleman?
It doesn't yet seem to be of great interest to our readers. Certainly we're putting it on the front page, and we're kind of a Republican newspaper, shall I say, in terms of editorial opinion. So we're reminding readers that we need to clean up Capitol Hill. We need to clean up on both sides of the aisle.
What about the issue of the judiciary, which has certainly been a subject of much debate here in Washington in recent weeks, especially in the wake of the Terri Schiavo case? You have conservatives complaining about so-called activist judges, even talking about stripping the courts of some jurisdiction. And now this coming week, the Senate Judiciary Committee is expected to vote on 3 of 10 controversial appeals court nominees whom Democrats say are too conservative. Mr. Kasaus, in Albuquerque, do people care about this?
Actually, I think they do. New Mexico is a red and blue state in a lot of ways. It was a state that was in play up to the very last day of the election. Ended up going for the Republicans. But, you know, our senators, we have a Pete Domenici's Republican, Jeff Bingaman's a Democrat, and they disagree greatly on a lot of these issues.
Has your paper weighed in?
Yes. We really feel like these people should get a vote one way or the other. But there are some of the nominations that we don't feel should go through.
Ms. Coleman, at the Mobile Register, one of the judges nominated and one of those who did not rule the way Republicans wanted in the Terri Schiavo case is from Alabama. William Pryor is now filling a recess appointment on the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes, that's right. And he's encountered a good bit of opposition from the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee who see him as too conservative. But the Terri Schiavo thing, I think, was typical of Bill Pryor in that, from what we've seen, he doesn't rule from emotion and he doesn't rule from the fact that he's a conservative Catholic Republican. He rules based on the law.
What about Medicaid? A lot of states are having to pick up more and more of the tab for that every year, and there have been proposals for cuts in federal funding of Medicaid. Anyone worried about this in Alabama, Ms. Coleman?
I wish that I thought our readers understood the gravity of what is happening to our state's general fund because of Medicaid. Other than education, it is the single largest expense of the state, and it is just killing us. But it doesn't seem to resonate so much with your ordinary Alabamian. It's as though the governor needs to take a 2x4 and crack it over the average citizen's heads because they don't seem to see what a terrible problem it is.
And is the governor trying to make people pay attention?
He is. I don't know if it's working or not, but he's having to move money around, money that is needed for other services as well, and that may be the way he ends up getting their attention.
Finally, let me ask about Iraq. The administration has certainly been making the case that the situation there has been improving since January's elections, and now we have a new government recently announced. What's the sentiment where you are? David Shribman in Pittsburgh.
This is a very volatile, very emotional, very passion-filled issue. It's impossible to make a statement. People here think A or B. They think both A and B. Both the A's and the B's, I suppose, are very anxious, very uneasy, and very worried.
Phil Casals, what about New Mexico?
I think we're both in that A and B category. I sense that if there were to be a huge incident in Iraq, many, many, many casualties in one fell swoop, I think that the bubbling discontent over the war would rise very quickly. We have called for the president to begin laying out a timetable for a withdrawal from Iraq. I don't know that our readers feel that strongly about it yet, but I think that at some point they will, and I think an incident would spark that.
Phil Casals, editor of the Albuquerque Tribune, David Shribman, executive editor of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and Francis Coleman, opinion page editor with the Mobile Register in Alabama. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.